Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Juice Bounce with S&W. I am Wua.
And I am Sharon.
On today's episode, we are going to be talking about typical Nigerian parenting. Almost all Nigerians can relate, if not, I don't know.
How exactly you will grow up in a Nigerian home with Nigerian parents and you will not be able to relate with some of these things we are going to be talking about today.
We gathered some questions and then we are going to be sharing our experiences as well as letting out our opinions. So the first question is, typical Nigerian parents, are they dramatic or sarcastic? Sharon, are your parents dramatic or sarcastic?
Both, actually. They are both dramatic and sarcastic. For me, for one, my mom is very, very dramatic. She's dramatic, you know.
I think that's for all African
mothers. They are all dramatic, you know.
Sarcastic. They'll say, "Oh, mommy, where should I put this thing?" No, just put it on my head. I'm just asking you a simple question.
Or
it could be, "Oh, put it here, put it there." Just answer me.
Or when you are doing something and that very sarcastic look, maybe asking a very stupid question to them, but very okay question to you. And then that look that they give you, like,
or being over dramatic.
I remember there was discussing with my mom about, we're not even discussing. I don't know what brought up that discussion.
Yeah.
My mom just started talking and then about the boy, having boys, boyfriends, and all of that. You know, like that topic gets parents, especially mothers, very agitated, like very active. And that day we were just talking randomly and then she started shouting, "You must not have this, you must not do this." And I'm like, "Mommy, calm down, it's not even up to that.
It was just a simple question. Why are you flaring up and being excessively dramatic?"
So Nigerian parents are actually dramatic.
They are
sarcastic.
Both. Yeah, actually.
Yes. If your parents are not dramatic and sarcastic, maybe they gave birth to them at Obodo Oyinbo. Non-Nigerians. So the second question here is, are they heavy on punishment and beating as a means of correction?
Very. They are heavy on that. They think beating or punishment is the only way you can correct the child.
Honestly.
Because they feel like, okay, if you spare the rod, you are spoiling the child.
Whereas that particular Bible verse, I think it means something different. And it's not just, the rod is not just beating. It's not,
this
it's
the
not
rod pancreas.
I'm like, it's not just beating, it's not pancreas, it's not wire, it's not koboko or something. There are so many ways to not spare the rod. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. There's the punishment, there is what's the other thing that these Oyinbo people used to do?
What?
Tell the children to go upstairs and not come down.
Oh, curfew.
There is curfew, there is them not staying out. You know, there are just so many ways to correct a child and not spoil the child. Do you get? There are so many things that the Bible was referring to as the rod. But then our almighty Nigerian parents,
they are every which punishment did you serve when you were young?
Knew that, raise up your hands and close your eyes.
Mine was two down. Two down. And they'll use belt, anger, or pankere.
I think
it was mostly pankere.
While growing up, I didn't even do much of punishment. My parents and my mom actually did more of beating. Like, she will beat you. Even you will know that you have been beaten.
Mine was punishment. And then do you think our generation, we are going to like treat our child that way? We are going to be also heavy on punishment or beating as a means of correction.
Means of correction.
Because I feel like at the point,
you beat now.
At the point, the child even be like, if I do this, it's beating. At this,
like, I legit had that mentality when I was at some point. I'm like, maybe it's beating me. It's beating. They will give me no problem. I'm beating none.
So I feel like Nigerian parents should find better ways to correct children rather than beating. They are, because the world has evolved and then there are different ways we can correct our
children. You can seize their phone, you can
tell them to wash plates.
Wash plates.
As punishment, not kneel down on the floor and then
that one is,
do this thing.
In short, that's physical harassment. But we come to our parents.
Okay, that's the third question here is, what was your experience like seeing a movie with your parents and a kissing scene pops? What was it like, boy?
If I please just say your experience.
Okay, so the thing is, whenever we are watching a movie and then a kissing scene pops up, The next thing I'll just do is pretend as if I'm sleeping. So then they're like, if I'm like, So it'll be as if I'm sleeping, as if I'm not paying attention to the movie at all. Or me and my sister will just like
make eye contact,
stand up and leave the place, then go and watch behind the curtain. So that's what we used to do.
Well, me, I don't think that was really an issue for me in my house, because it's not movies. Are they doing it?
I don't know.
Yes, you will obviously feel very uncomfortable. But then, I don't used to care. What's my own? Maybe it's movie. I don't even used to look at anybody. I'll concentrate very well. That's the time I will concentrate very
even
well.
Up to now. Watch. Up to now. I still feel very uncomfortable watching scenes like that with my parents.
Maybe because my parents are not really the watching movie type.
Mm-hmm.
But the very few times they sit down to watch movies with us, if there's a kissing scene, I don't used to care. Like, I don't even look at them. It's not a big deal in my house. I mean, it's a movie, and then you don't know what to expect in a movie. So, duh.
Actually.
Whatever we see is what we see. The only person that finds that really weird is still my younger brother. Because when there's a scene like that, you see him turning to one side, you see him running around.
But too bad that children of nowadays, their favorite channel is Z-World. So what are you watching in Z-World? I beg, moving on to the next question. Did your parents ever grant you sleepover at your friend's place?
Hey, lol.
What happened to your bed?
Look, serious.
Are there bed bugs? What happened to your house? There's no shake on toilet or keep ending.
I wanted to say that in English. Like, she let your gel. She did the gel around.
Never. Like you can't even ask them. You can't say, oh, daddy, can I go? Mommy, can I? The first thing
is that you want to be kidnapped. Like,
as if no, if you go out, the only person kidnapper is looking for that. Okay,
honestly,
this girl should step out. This is the child we are going to carry.
I don't even bother to ask. I don't bother to ask my parents.
You turn it to another thing.
No. Say, yeah. that person that you are going to meet, how many times has the person come here to do sleepover? Yeah. I'm like, please.
For me, I just feel like they should actually allow children to be free. Because once you are not free, they'll be secretive. They say, oh, mommy, we have a project yet. Not knowing that it's another person's house. Because once you don't give them that freedom, they'll start being secretive and everything and doing things.
True.
So they won't be able to express themselves.
You think,
my child is this innocent.
She's reading and all
child.
Of that. Well, we're us.
The child is going to somebody's house.
Honestly, parents should actually take note of this thing.
Yes, freedom is very necessary.
Yes, and then the connection. Yeah, there are boundaries. Like, if you go for this person, now the person also has a must come to your house at least for something or whatever. So, and then meeting the parents of the person so that, okay, so you know that, okay, this my child is in safe hands and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the parents of nowadays, you are not even going anywhere. You know. So, next question. Were your parents open to relationship discussion? Lol. Lol.
No.
Actually, my dad is very, very open
only
to relationship discussion.
That kissing scene that we just talked about not quite long. How will you even talk about relationship? Because every relationship talk leads to marriage. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Because they will
when
link
they
it
start,
to marriage.
When they start, it's marriage.
They have a way of linking it to marriage. So, but now I think I vibe very well with my dad. All these things are just normal random conversations.
Does your mom or your dad ever connect from you doing your house chores to you getting married?
Yeah, actually.
A lot.
Oh, if you don't do this, they say, Jimmy, watch me watch any of Queen here.
Honestly, I get really tired of that.
Everything is illegal.
Everything is illegal.
Who don't want to marry?
Me, I want to marry you, but everything should not be illegal. You not clean your dishes. It's okay.
You
know, I understand.
What we are teaching you now, we are preparing you for your
husband's house.
Whenever they want to say something.
Say, how old are you? You're already having boyfriend. I'm like,
so,
okay.
And then all these things, like you actually have to have deep conversations with your children. it changes their mentality about the opposite sex. It changes a lot of things. They could even learn from your experience. Yes, all those sex education, all those marriage, all those things.
Talking about relationship, how to relate with a male child, how to, you know, how to talk to the other gender, and how to, you know, relate properly with them. Those are things that parents are expected to actually teach their children, and they should not be shy about it because
there are some people that they should not shy away from the discussion.
Because charity begins at home. If you don't tell me, if you don't teach me at home, I'm going to learn it somewhere else.
Yeah, and learning it
somewhere else is the wrong thing actually. Because you don't know what they are going to learn. They are going to learn different, not so true things, and you are not going to know. And then they will be hiding it from you. So just make sure that you give them the relationship talk, the sex talk, the sex education talk.
Enjoy at home. Like, just tell me, let me gain more to my knowledge.
My dad is very open. My parents are actually very open to those talks. Talks like that, they are very open to it.
The sixth question is, do your parents allow you to make decisions when you were younger? No, I'm not talking about now.
Okay.
Even now, uncle.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, they did. I remember when I was going to do my GS3 and I wasn't having a very okay result.
Mm-hmm.
My parents called me to one corner and they were asking me, so what do you want to do with your life at that age? You're asking me, what do you want to do with your life? What exactly do you want for yourself and all of that? And then they asked me, well, what career path do you want to pursue and all that. So at that age, I started making some little decisions for myself, even though at the end of the day, it was not what I told them that I eventually did in school. But then at very little age, it started making me to make, just allowing me to make little decisions for myself. And I think that has really helped me growing up, even up to now.
Mm-hmm.
I can make certain decisions for myself. I know my right from my wrong.
You feel good about making
those
right
decisions. Do you understand?
So the thing here is, I've been making decisions since when I was young. So I did have issues making decisions. But for parents, that don't allow their children or child to make decisions, I just feel like making decisions for your own child, it's going to like lower their self-esteem. The Bible says, train your child, not live their lives for them. You want your own child to be fulfilling.
What's going on?
I don't know what's happening today. But you want your own child to be living your dreams. Mm. The dreams you could not pursue. You want your child to pursue those dreams. Like, because most African parents or Nigerian parents, they are obsessed with, oh, my daughter must be a lawyer, my daughter must be a doctor.
Because I want to become a lawyer.
They want to become a lawyer, they want to become a engineer. So, if your child wants to study another course, let them study. Don't force your child to go and study another course. Later, they will not fail.
Mm-hmm.
You'll not be saying, why are you doing this? Because the child will even be willing to fail. If the child should fail, he's going to be happy to fail now. I didn't choose the course myself. So if I should fail, I should fail. But once a child should make the decision of a particular course of study, and they know that, okay, they fail, they'll know it's on them. They'll know where to make amendments. I mean, so they should... Even small children, okay, they say, oh, mommy, I want to wear a gown today. I don't want to wear jeans. Let them wear their gown in peace.
Yes.
Because you allow them to do something, they'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my mommy is making me do this. My mommy is making me do that.
And it even allows for critical thinking because you allowing your child to make decisions.
Critical thinking. Philosopher.
Honestly, it's the understanding for me.
Okay,
so allowing your child to make certain decisions on their own allows them to think about it, think deep. They're able to think, okay, when maybe you're asking them to think about what career path you want to pursue in life at a very tender age. And they're like, oh, I want to become a doctor like everybody. And then you tell them, go and think about it and go and pray about it. You go back and think about, okay, did this doctor, I found myself actually, first of all,
mm-hmm.
I told my parents I wanted to become a pharmacist. And I actually found myself asking people questions about pharmacists, mm-hmm. how they behave, how they are, who they are, what exactly is their job description and all of that. So it allows them to think deep, it helps them to communicate better and talk to people, getting to know things.
And draw from your well of wisdom.
It's the wisdom for me. All right, so it allows for critical thinking. So allow your children at very tender age to actually make decisions on their own. The only thing is that you have to guide them. Okay,
yes,
this thing you're about to do.
System.
Yeah,
yes.
This thing you're about to do maybe might not work, and give them reasons why it might not work, and then allow them to go back and think about it or about what you're saying, and then that way they're okay, this thing will not work. Yeah, it's all those things. Oh God, I'm gonna be a good parent when I grow.
Oh, okay. You're spitting facts.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. And I'm so excited, Shao. This is the first time.
Wow. Interesting.
The last question is, let's read it together.
Did your parents ever compare you to someone else? Hey! Father, Lord in heaven, Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
This comparison thing
is a big issue. Honestly, it is a big issue. Because
while growing up, because that stopped.
Thank God.
Yeah, actually, that stopped.
Thank God.
See, why did you have A in mathematics? Other children, actually, they have two heads. Eh? Something, something, something. They shall be talking here. Like,
is it? Is, your own is other children. My parents actually mentioned that specific person. Like, this person. And I'm like, Jesus, when God was creating this person, were you there? No. When God was creating me, were you there? No. But then God gave us different abilities. This person is doing well in this one. Does not mean that I should do well in it.
Yeah.
Or I should not do well in it. Do you understand? So I didn't bring the same brain with the person. Why are you comparing me to? Oh God. There was this particular person my mom was always comparing me with. Until she knew the capability and the capacity of that person. My mommy kept comparing me. But when she knew that this person, my daughter herself is, she stopped it.
I think
she
this is where most of our parents, most, so that's what I'm saying, most got it wrong, because comparing your child to someone else will just kill the remaining confidence left in them.
Yeah, true. The self-esteem.
It will mess them up mentally, because some child or children, they'll start thinking, and then they'll just keep remembering. See, that thing can lead to some, it could even lead to suicide.
Honestly.
It could lead to depression. Because once your parents are just comparing you, saying bad things, that is where, that is why parents actually need to encourage their children.
A lot.
Compliment them for the little things.
They are able to
people
do.
Say it is the little things that matter.
Actually matter. Like just the smallest, tiniest things that they have done. Just compliment them. And then if they are getting
them.
It wrong, correct them.
Yeah,
there's no point telling them,
it's
something. It's not even necessary. It's not. And you hear omo me. To ba je pe omo mi ni, I'll be like, who is the omo mi ejo? Tell omo mi.
It's actually, this is very important to...
Comparison is really bad. Comparison, even if it's not parents, like comparing a normal school girl to her peers, or comparing even an adult to somebody else is really bad, and it's really bad on the mental health. Mental health of that person.
Yes.
So not to not talk of people that are just growing up, they are just getting to know what life is about.
You're really
not comparing them.
In parenting, that you should have a way of making your child feel good about themselves. Hype them to the fullest, even if they are not getting it right. If this one should show you, oh mommy, I drew something, and you know that other children they can do better than this. Oh my goodness, it's so good. Something. It's the little things actually
matter.
So as much as we enjoy talking about this, we don't want to take so much time. We are going to end this episode. We might get part. You people might get part two.
You might
get part two. So don't forget to follow us, and then go and listen to our last episode, last two episodes. If you haven't listened to it,
we spilled
we broke some tables.
Some tables, yeah. We actually broke some tables.
We broke tables.
So if you've not listened to those episodes,
go and
you're on your own.
Listen to it.
Books.
We go jam for next episode.
Peace out.
And for now, we don't know if we're going to be releasing content because examination is near, but we'll try as much as possible to actually release another episode.
Yeah. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.